the victim was unarmed, had no weapons. The defendant was armed with a very small, approximately 4-inch, 22 caliber handgun. He at least did 3 shots out of a 4-shot gun. He admitted to shooting the victim, that he was aiming for the stomach, but hit him in the chest.
The length of time that the district attorney has had this case and their indecision as to what's an appropriate charge says something to the strength or weakness of the case.
While he can be stabilized on medications, he hasn't been taking his medications for the last year or so, so his behavior is also potentially unstable.
Mr. Kelly is not some sort of sociopathic monster, but rather he is actually one of us. He grew up in this town. He's lived here his entire life.
Canadian and U.S. officials had concerns given his behaviors, and he was saying he was schizophrenic at the time and off medications. He'd also indicated at that time that he'd acquired a machete knife and had been sleeping in his car.
I don't think he's going to leave the country. I think he will remain in Madison and see this thing through.
We do have good evidence. We have multiple witnesses that the defendant shot the victim.